Good morning. Welcome to Word Made Flesh, the radio ministry of Neighbors of Hope. You're going to hear from men staying with us about their journeys with addiction and/or homelessness, their struggles and their triumphs, and how, with the help of Neighbors of Hope, they're learning that through the Word, everyone can experience the loving and healing reality of Christ's compassion. Now here is the Neighbors of Hope Executive Director, Pastor Stephen Palmer, with this week's Word.
Well, good morning, gentlemen. Welcome to this week's edition of Word Made Flesh. How are we doing?
Very good. Good morning.
Wonderful.
Well, I'm glad to hear that, Aaron. That's fantastic. So, to our listening audience, we launched a new study with our men here at Neighbors of Hope here recently. We're really looking at character transformation. We're asking the question of, you know, why does our character matter now? And in short, we're learning that our character, how our character matters now, is anticipation of how our character will be when the culmination, the eschaton, when the intention for God's creation comes to fruition. So, in short, we're living today as we anticipate how we will be living when God's intention for God's creation is fulfilled. Is that fair to say, gentlemen?
Sure. Yeah.
All right. As part of our biblical study along that, we've journeyed, we did a hot air balloon ride, gentlemen, recently, looking from at Genesis chapter 1, verses 26 and 27. That kind of gives us an insight into what our purpose is human beings created by God. And then we journeyed through Exodus, and we went through the Psalms, and we saw in the prophets, and we saw in the Gospels, and we saw in Paul, and we saw in Peter's writing, and all the way to Revelation 22, that there was this common theme that our identity and purpose revolved around what the Bible calls a royal priesthood of all believers, or a priests and rulers is what we surmised, all right? And that our rulership really comes from Genesis 1:26, having dominion to rule over, to reign over, to recognize that we have this collaborative partnership with God, and with it comes a great responsibility to be caretakers of God's creation. Which, when we think about, that's what Revelation says we'll be doing when the end comes. Right? When the new heavens and the new earth are upon us, we'll be doing that. And as we do that, we'll see the beauty of that created order that we're caring for will move us in such a way that we'll worship God. Thus, we look like priests. Right? In the meantime, we look like a priest that while we're ruling, we're also making sacrifices. That there's a cost to our discipleship with Christ, that we put to death certain things within us, much like a priest does, and then we lift the glory of God's creation up to God like priests. And so we have this dual responsibility of worshiping God and, in a sense, doing mission work. Priests, worship; rulers, work. All right? Is that fair?
Sure.
Okay. Listening audience, everybody shaking their heads in the affirmative. So with that little backstory for our listening audience and what we've been studying, I thought for today's reflection, we could look right in the middle there at Psalm 8. It's a nice short little psalm that reflects some of this. So if I could have one of you read Psalm 8, all nine verses would be fine. It's nice and short.
Lord, our Lord, how majestic is your name in all the earth. You have set your glory in the heaven through the praise of children and infants. You have established a stronghold against your enemies to silence the foe and the avenger when I consider your heavens, the work of your fingers, the moon and the stars which you have set in place. What is mankind that you are mindful of them? Human beings, that you care for them. You have made them a little lower than the angels and crowned them with glory and honor. You made them rulers over the works of your hands. You put everything under their feet, all flocks and herds and the animals of the wild and the birds in the sky and the fish in the sea, all that swim the paths of the seas. Lord, our Lord, how majestic is your name in all the earth.
Mm-hmm. Okay, a couple things. It ends the same way it starts. Right? And how majestic is God, particularly when we consider all of creation. So we got the stars, right? We look towards the heavens and the stars, which reminds me. Remember a few years ago that Voyager 1 or whatever we sent out there, had been out there 30 some years now, right? And, kind of left our galaxy. It was going to take another 40,000 years before it ever sees another star. That's okay. That's well, that's pretty majestic, right? I mean, when you think about the psalmist recognizing that the stars kind of join in the chorus as being part of creation. As we're lifting our voice to the splendor of God and what have you. But it does say there in verses 5 through 8, I guess you could say, on who we are as human beings, made a little lower than God, crowned with God's glory and honor, but we've been given dominion, and then you kind of have the repetition of the created order back in Genesis 1, that the human is to have dominion over all of the other creation. Right? So it kind of surmises what our study has been as of late. But that being said, gentlemen, what's some of your reflection you'd like to share with our listening audience?
Well, as far as the last verses in that chapter, it's important to point out that man was given the high position of ruling over the earth, but forfeited it when he sinned. Yet we will regain that position in Christ when he comes again, being the life after life, after death. There's a number of verses in the Bible throughout Genesis to Revelation that were called priests and rulers. But when Christ comes again, if you will, it's not like everyone's going to be automatically in a trance and just change and everything's gonna be good. You have to work at it, so you have to start acting like that now. And that has to do with your transformation of your character. Start acting like you are a priest and ruler now. And it starts within your heart, inside of you. I think that's a hard thing to do when you're in the moment, in a situation. But I think just doing the smallest little change in your life, I think over time it becomes habituated, and it will be like second nature, become natural to you.
So let me ask you, I just think it's amazing, it's awesome that God's given us this remarkable responsibility and partnership with God, right? To collaborate with God in the care of God's creation.
Yeah.
There's your ruler, and then we celebrate that work by being what we call what the Bible calls priests. We're priests and rulers.
Okay.
Let me ask you, how does it make you feel that God, pretty much the incomprehensible one, somehow has selected us as humans, bestowed upon us the responsibility, but it invited us to partner with God in caring for God's creation?
Hopeful. Jesus also says in the Bible, he's not willing that any should perish. So,
does it give you a sense of purpose? I mean, and if so, does that feel like it's overwhelming? I'm just curious on what your thoughts are.
It's a little overwhelming. If my identity is a son of God, I'm a beloved son. So it's a little overwhelming when you relate that with the words priests and rulers. But it's in a biblical sense.
Does it give you a new sense of encouragement? In the sense that you have purpose? That God's created me, right, as one of his beloved with a purpose? That purpose has responsibility. Right? And part of that responsibility is also partnership with God. And being co-laborers, partners, collaborative, being in collaboration with God and caring for God's creation, can be encouraging in the sense that I'm not doing this alone. I'm not in this place alone. Right? Could you find it also being somewhat liberating in the sense like, well, I guess if I want to think about it, if this is God's creation and God wants me to collaborate with him in caring for this, this is his project. It's not even mine.
Sure.
You see, I mean, there's a sense of liberation, freedom, anxiety, I guess, and how we care for it, why we care for it. Any of that resonate with you?
Sure. It's encouraging to hear that, to interpret that in the Bible. I actually have a lot of different interpretations of the Bible than I had even just a year ago. Yeah, it's encouraging. It's a bit of anxiety. But when I said hopeful, that's what I mean, hopeful / encouraging.
Okay.
More positive feeling. But it also says in the Bible that a day to us is like a thousand years to the Lord or something like that. So.
Yeah, Peter.
I think it's saying you have responsibility now. There's things you need to do today. And I have given you, you know, it says in there, I've crowned you with glory. You're just a little lower than the angels or the, you know, or than me. I've given you the tools and the ability to do what you need to do on this earth. And you just kind of, you know, it's that old, how do you need an elephant? You know, one bite at a time. It's a big job, but you just, it's really the interactions when you go to the gas station and there's somebody next to you and you say hi, you just treat them well and with respect. And you're just kind of that face of Jesus as you go through your life. And you are being a good priest and a good ruler of the responsibilities that we have been given.
Yeah, being God reflectors of God. Any other thoughts?
Well, I think, you know, if you're thinking about kind of what we're struggling with now, knowing that what the earth is going through right now with the COVID, you know, what we can do is, you know, exactly what we've been asked to do, you know, shelter in place and not contract the disease and not pass it along. And that's by, you know, staying put and looking at that as, okay, this is what God needs me to do right now and what opportunities of that. We've been able to, you know, our lives have certainly slowed down and we can spend more time being in the Bible and just reflecting and kind of growing without a lot of outside pressures on us right now.
Yeah, and become good encouragers of one another. Right? Miss all that. So how, we use this as part of our study on character and recognizing that what we do now matters because that's the way it's gonna be. So we do things now in anticipation of what's coming. Mm-hmm. Can you share a little, just a brief assessment on maybe before, after type things, maybe what you see in your own transformative work on, well, I used to be like this, now I see that I probably need to work on this or whatever that may be. Paul talks about being transformed through the new of our mind. He talks about we're in Christ, we're a new creature. I mean, these type of things. Can you share with our listening audience just maybe some of your experiences of this newness? Not to say that it's complete, it's still a work in progress.
Right? Well, I could say that what I'm still working on, thinking before I react, or I speak. I know in the Bible, Paul, in other places in the Bible, definitely speaks about how deadly a work of the tongue can be.
Mm.
Well, that's an issue. I've noticed a transformation in that. Still not there yet. But that's just one thing I could say. As far as another thing too, I would say is heaven. I have different views on heaven. I don't believe it's a cloud castle in the sky.
What? We're not going to be on clouds with little harps? That's some degree. That sounds a little boring, but I think it'll be a little more active than that. I hope so, but I'm not in charge. I guess it'll be what it's going to be, right?
That's, yes.
Okay, anybody else?
Well, I think about, you know, like my stepmother. You know, she lives alone, so she's pretty much been, you know, sheltering in place all by herself. You know, obviously my family calls her and things like that, but, you know, here I've got, 10 people that we're living with, and we kind of have to, we're in a small, relatively small, confined place, and we have to, certainly when we're not reflecting God's grace on each other, you know, it can cause conflicts really quickly. So we really have to be very mindful, you know, of how we're treating each other and how we're kind of taking care of ourselves in this situation.
Good. All right, any closing thoughts, comments? Very good. Well, thank you, gentlemen. I appreciate you joining on this week's edition of Word Made Flesh. So until we meet again, may God's grace, peace, love, and joy be with you all.
Thank you for listening to Word Made Flesh. Neighbors of Hope brings people hope through a comprehensive suite of Christ-centered programs that include our men's ministry, our women's and children's ministry center, the Blessings and More Donation Center, our Fishes and Loaves Food Pantry, Woven Hope Women's Boutique, and of course, this radio ministry program, Word Made Flesh. Currently, we're also in the process of establishing our first Good Neighbor Center. To find out how you can become a Neighbor of Hope, visit neighborsofhope.com. We hope you'll join us again next Sunday morning for Word Made Flesh.